Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, we commemorate the 200th birthday of Herman Melville. But first, it's time once again for the annual Provincetown Jazz Festival. Now in its 15th year, the festival brings some of the best jazz musicians and vocalists to venues on the Cape. Joining us is Bart Wiseman, musician, educator, and founder of the Provincetown Jazz Festival. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Hard to believe it's your 15th year. You know, when you look back to when the Provincetown Jazz Festival was just getting off the ground, right? So how has the interest in jazz on the Cape changed in this last decade or so?
Well, let's see. We moved here in 2003, and a lot of musicians tell me since then there's more jazz on the Cape. So, you know, if you start something and work with it, other people are going to emulate that. And there's jazz in restaurants all around the Cape, and we now have our first jazz club open in maybe 30 years up in Provincetown. So I would say it's thriving. You know, the jazz in the schools, where we take it to the schools because of the Provincetown Jazz Festival pays for that, is really helped with the kids going home and talking about jazz.
Yeah. Of course, I know music is your passion, but pulling off a festival each year is a challenge. Is it a challenge to find the right musicians and the balance, to balance that sound and diversity of performers, or do you just have a list a mile long of folks who you want to bring to the festival and who want to be here?
A list a mile long,
yeah.
And they're from all over the world, and they all want to come to Cape Cod.
Yeah. So it's your 15th anniversary. Was there an opportunity for you to do something a little different this year?
Well, I think Provincetown's a prime example of that. We're really showing off some young talent. We have Henry Acker, who's 15 years old on guitar, and Jessica Curran, who's in her 20s from the Cape Cod. So that's our next generation right there. Mm.
In the past, you've had musicians from other countries, but this year, all the performers are from the U.S.
Yes.
And you mentioned the two younger, a little bit younger than your typical artists. Are you seeing more younger artists embrace jazz than was the case maybe a decade ago?
I would say that it's picked up a little bit, but for the most part, I the young ones who want to play, and they put their heart and soul into it, and they continue to play.
You mentioned one of the young performers debuting at the Provincetown Jazz Festival's first venues is Henry Acker, who joins us. Welcome, Henry. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Anytime.
So, Henry, what prompted your interest in the guitar, and how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for 6 years now, and what got me interested is mainly my father here. Mm-hmm. He had a gig in Boston. He was originally had a jazz trio in Boston who performed around for years. And he had to play a gig, the French Cultural Center, is it called? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you thought that you thought it would be fun to?
Yeah. It pretty much inspired me to play and pick up the guitar.
Yeah. Have you tried other instruments too, or is it just the guitar that has your passion?
Mainly guitar. I love it. So much you can do with it.
Yeah. So, Bart, Henry's playing style is referred to as gypsy jazz. How would you describe it?
Oh, I would say gypsy jazz. And the trio is great because he's got his father on guitar and his uncle on bass.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. And the Henry Acker trio is unmatched. They're amazing musicians.
All right. So let's hear a track of Henry performing. What have you got for us?
Coquette.
That tempo is fast. Does it make it more challenging to play when you have to keep up that kind of a pace?
It comes pretty easy to me. I genuinely practice when I do practice guitar on tempos like that or faster.
Mm-hmm. How long do you practice every day? Do you practice every day, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
To be that good, you have to, right?
Yeah, I practice like three, four hours a day.
Yeah. When it's something you love, though, I bet it's not work, right?
Yeah, I love playing this. Yeah.
Are there opportunities for you and the other musicians to improvise when you're performing, or do you try to stick to the music as it's written?
We definitely do improvise a little bit. We arrange our tunes just a little bit, just, you know, to make it our own a bit.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music do you like to listen to when you're not playing?
You know, jazz. Jazz.
Do you? So jazz is your thing, huh?
Yeah.
So when did you, was that the influence of your father too from his trio? You started listening when you were younger, or how did that happen that you just are so attracted to jazz?
I don't know. I just really picked it up. I thought it sounded really cool, really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't listen to contemporary music, or do you?
No, I do
no,
not.
No pop music, none of that stuff for you.
Not really. Yeah.
So do you remember when you first heard jazz? Was it your dad playing, or was it something that he listened to recorded? Or?
Yeah, I believe it was my dad. He's my dad.
All right, so you're 15 years old. You've shared the stage with some amazing musicians in your short career. Who are some of the jazz musicians that you look up to?
I looked up to guys like Biréli Legrand, George Benson, a lot of French guys, Adrien Monnard, the band Les Doigts de l'Homme.
Mm. So what do you enjoy most about live performances?
What do I enjoy? I like seeing people, you know, smile when I look out at the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, tap their feet.
Yeah.
Nod their heads. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to be lucky enough to hear you play live in a little bit. But Bart, another young person you talked about was Jessica Curran, who will also be debuting at the first night of the festival. Another young artist. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, Jessica's originally from the Cape, and she went to study at North Texas State, which is a noted jazz school. Went to Europe, got a degree there, and then went down to Brazil. And now she's living in the Boston area. And the song we're going to hear is called Waitlist. Waitlist is her original composition. It won the John Lennon competition for Best Jazz Song. And we're very proud of her. She just performed with the Cape Symphony as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And she'll be performing this song with the Cape Symphony later in August. You know, her repertoire changed because she's now doing Brazilian tunes and Brazilian jazz tunes. And when I went to ask her the trio that would be backing her, she's using Ron Ormsby, who performs down in São Paulo and other places in Brazil, and myself on drums. But I gave her choices of pianists, and we have Fabiano De Castro, who is up in August from São Paulo, so she chose him. Mm. So that kind of says it all right there, that she wanted him to play her standards as well as some Brazilian jazz with her.
Yeah. Talk about Brazilian jazz for a second. I don't even know you know when you hear it, but I don't know how to describe it. How do you describe it?
Well, you know, what happened was we started discovering Afro-Cuban music into jazz in the late 40s with Dizzy Gillespie going down to Cuba. But in the 60s, we had Cuter Betts, who was the bass player, longtime bass player for Ella Fitzgerald, and then Charlie Bird on guitar, and then Stan Getz went down to Brazil, and they brought back the bossa nova and the samba. And as we started performing tunes by Jobim, other musicians in jazz started writing songs with samba and bossa beats. Mm. So you have that element of it, but we also have traditional Brazilian music that comes back to perform. And we have contemporary, like Fabiano de Castro is a composer, and will perform his tunes too. Mm.
How common is it for a vocalist to move around musical genres, you know, doing some jazz, some pop, as Jessica does?
You know, you don't always find that happening. Usually they find a niche and they stay there. But with Jessica, she's been trying. She's done big band. She's done small band. She's done pop, Brazilian. So, I give her a lot of credit for trying all these different styles.
Before we move on to the second day of the Provincetown Jazz Festival, you've been collaborating with the Cape Conservatory on a number of fronts. So tell us more. Tell us what you're involved in.
Well, at the Cape Conservatory, we do a program called Summer Sounds, which we're doing this summer with the kids 10 to 18 doing jazz and rock every day, which is wonderful in Falmouth and in Barnstable. During the year, I teach there as well as have a jazz program where the kids get to, and actually this is kids of all ages, get to perform. But we also do the jazz in the schools, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. For 5 years now, we've brought jazz into elementary and middle schools and some high schools on every town on Cape Cod. And when you ask the kids, is this their first time listening to live jazz? 70% to 80% of them are saying yes. Mm-hmm. And they're now, and they can't believe when we come in and we're playing something contemporary, you know, because jazz is a big house, play some contemporary jazz, and they'll look at this. This is jazz? And we go, yeah. And then you take them through the whole history of jazz, and they participate. It's a hands-on experience.
Yeah. So how unusual is somebody like Henry, who's always liked jazz and is pretty much, you know, he's focused on jazz. You're saying 70 to 80% of them haven't heard it before.
He's very unusual. He's very lucky to be in a household where he was exposed to jazz very early. I didn't start playing until I was 13 or 14, and that's when I start listening to jazz. And you know, up until that point, I didn't know about it. Yeah. So,
Henry, what do your friends say about that? When, you know, they come over and you put on some jazz music, are they like, what the heck is this? What's their reaction?
They're usually like, oh, this is different, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so you're introducing your friends to the jazz genre as well.
Yeah.
We're talking about the upcoming Provincetown Jazz Festival. We'll have more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. We're talking about this year's Provincetown Jazz Festival with educator, musician, and founder of the festival, Bart Wiseman. Also in studio, guitarist Henry Acker, who will be performing at this year's festival for the first time at the age of 15. Bart, the Provincetown Jazz Festival moves to Kituit on August 19th. What do you have lined up for those performances?
Well, we have two fabulous musicians, Kevin Harris, who's an instructor at Berkeley and lives in New York and spends time in Boston, too. He'll be bringing his trio as we keep making more debuts at the festival. He'll have Max Ridley and Lee Fish with him, both making their debuts, as Henry is with his trio and Jessica. Mm-hmm. And then they'll open the concert. Kevin's been great because at the Grand Carew, we have guest artists in Hyannis. And so far, he sent me one of his students from South Korea. We have a student from Russia coming and one from Cuba. So he keeps, it's amazing.
So let me stop you there for a second. Let's talk about the Grand Carew for a minute, because this is like people, you could pop in there some evening, you know, to have a glass of wine or something to eat, and you're playing, you don't know who might pop in there and join you, right? I mean,
well, that particular at the Grand Carew, that's all scheduled. So we have that. That's four times a month. We have the
smooth, you know who's
exactly
going to be, okay.
But at the Riverway, which is our third Sunday of the month, that's the jazz jam
where anybody could be.
Anybody
there.
Could come in. Yeah, and so, Henry came in with his trio after a concert.
It's a good thing to attend.
It's a great
because
thing.
You don't know.
You
who
never
might
know.
Be
and look what
stage.
Now that he's playing at the festival,
I know,
so
that's
you
great.
Never know.
All right, so we have a cut from Kevin Harris. This is the Magic Jar. What should we be listening for?
This is an original of his, and I think it speaks for itself. Thank you.
Vocalist Katie Thoreau will also be performing in Kootuat. Tell us a little bit more about Katie.
First of all, I had to find out how to pronounce her name. So it's Katie Thoreau. Yeah,
okay.
Being from the Cape, Quincy Jones said it all, said this girl is it. And she really is.
Well, Quincy Jones says that.
That's right. She's from L.A. We're bringing her out. And she's been all over the world. She plays bass, upright bass, and sings. And I think her vocal experience is as great as her bass playing. I mean, she just is a wonderful musician. We've got Jeremy Turgeon, who's going to be making his debut on trumpet. Kevin's decided to play piano on that. And I'll be joining them on drums.
All right. And so we have a cut from Katie. What are we listening to?
We're going
to
do her cut where she's just doing bass and vocals on Willow Weep For Me.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches down along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow. When weep for me. Gone my lover's dream. My lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow. And weep for me.
One of the fun things I like about jazz is the musical interpretations of some classics, right?
Yeah.
You really can make it sound like a whole new song.
We just did that with the kids in Summer Sounds, where we took one song and we did it five different ways. We said, okay, now let's try it in 3/4. Now let's try it as a Latin. Let's try it as a funk, you know? And it's great because it just takes them out of that, oh, it's supposed to sound like this.
Yeah. Well, isn't that one of the fun things about jazz is even when you're not kind of improvising here, it sounds like that, right?
Exactly.
So it always kind of keeps that excitement to the music.
Right.
All right, the Provincetown Jazz Festival is August 15th in Provincetown and August 19th in Kootuat. We'll post a link with all the details at our website, capeandislands.org. Founder by Wiseman, thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.
And Henry Acker, you brought your guitar along. You're going to play something for us going out. What are you going to play?
We're going to play All
One,
of
two,
Me.
Three, four. Thank you.
Coming up after a break, we commemorate Herman Melville's 200th birthday.